Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Amen.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Buliza ku muganda oyo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Era omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebibyomanyi nga biva eri Katonda.
Those you know they come from the Lord.
Kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo
mutukuvu. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Omumbulize ekibuuzo kya luli.
Ask them the question of last time.
Ndiyekebeddemu ng'agasizza Katonda kwenkana ki?
Check they have profited God to what extent.
Kubanga ye yamutonda okumugasa.
For he created him to profit him.
Bw'ayogera mu Baruumi 8:8.
When he speaks in the Romans 8:26.
Ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olw'okugasa.
All things work for the good.
Eri abo abaagala Katonda.
And to those who love God.
Mubuuze okoze otya okoze wamu w'okugasa.
Where have you worked with him to profit?
Where
he speaks, he was naked. And he was clothed.
He
was hungry and he was fed.
In
the hospital, he was visited.
You
try all those you profited him. Or when he teaches you to profit. He speaks straight.
Isaiah 48:17.
He is God teaching us to profit. Ask them how long have you taken God teaching you, and those he has taught you,
did
you begin to profit or not? Or
you
still troubling again? All long he has taught you that you learn to profit.
That's
why you were created.
Ate tutumanye oba mu kuyigirizibwa watandise okugasa.
Whether through the teaching you began to profit.
Oba okyagenda mu maaso n'okututawanya.
You still move on to trouble us.
Oba n'okutawanyiza ddala Katonda kennyini.
Trouble God himself.
Olinganga atali muyigirizi.
As if you're not a disciple taught.
Kubanga wali mu Yeremiya nya
agamba. Jeremiah 4 it says.
Wali tusawo okulaba bendereza.
How will we move on see those banners?
N'okulira oluyogano lw'abantu.
See an uproar of people.
Kubanga abantu be.
For his people, they are senseless children. They are wise in doing evils. Yet in doing good, they have no knowledge.
Now
he brought us in this place. Give us the knowledge of doing good.
You
don't know, in all the teaching you have gotten so far, you already began to profit. Let me hope it is like that. When
you
hear trouble is coming from you,
when
you trouble the brethren or people in the world, we shall be surprised. You
they
teach to profit rather begin to trouble.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we thank God who has added us time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
give you one scripture.
It
prepares you, we go in the call of the nation. That God's worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One day there was one man. He moved on to get sick. When he got sick, instead of seeking for God, he thought for all forms of doctors until he died of the sickness. What do you think was the problem there? He got sick.
He
said, let me seek for all forms of doctors. And he did not seek for God. The problem was not seeking God. Were the doctors the problem? On the two, what was the problem? Or himself was the problem? Doctors were not worthy to exist. Oh, what do you think?
Let's read
of this man in 2 Chronicles. Chapter 16 from verse 12.
2 Chronicles 16:12.
Have
you seen what was there? In his 30th year as he was reigning, we have a man who got a finger, he got sick. He's like Asa the king. He got sick of the finger in the 30th year of his reign. When he got sick, he refused to seek for God. He is about to die. Who is that one? If you speak him out and they look for you, don't you say, it's me who told you? Who is like this one? What can we do avoid a situation like this? In the 30th, the king
Asa,
of Uganda, Asa,
he
got sick of a finger. A feet. It was the feet? Okay. I don't know. He refused to seek for God. He
still
seeking for doctors till he will die. Who is that one? You prepare yourself according to the call of the nation. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Indeed, many people get sick and they are so familiar of doctors and they forget God. If you ever get any sickness, you always first report to God.
It
tells you whether your sickness is worthy of the hospital or not. When we
studied
sickness of the devils, it was which seal? The fourth seal.
Satan
sickness, though you take it which form of hospital, they can't be healed by doctors.
It will
be so sickness which brings death. That cannot be healed. But repentance to God. Now that king, Asa of Uganda, in his 30th year, he got sick of a finger. The other got sick of a finger. It just changed a little. Of the finger, they are still treating it. I don't know if you understood of that.
Pastor
Mutekanga, did you understand that? Did he get healed? You go tell him the problem. Let's repeat this verse. We are going to the call of the nation.
Do
you see how the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion? We
are
still on our fourth point.
There
is a king of Uganda called Asa, spoken in these scriptures. He got sick of the finger. Let's repeat that verse. 2 Chronicles 16:12. It was this word, 39. The king of Uganda called Asa. It was which year? It was the 30th year. Okay. There is a problem
which is
serious on that King Asa of Uganda.
He's
God indebting him is seeking for doctors.
2 Chronicles 16:12.
It's too much on him.
Yet
began on the 30th year. It happened when? Which year did he reach 30? 26. Of 2016. In that year he got sick. He doesn't know what is moving on. God seeking him so badly. Yet he wants to look for doctors.
It's
possible to reach unto him that verse we are reading. Understand, for the eye got sick was the 30th year.
The
King Asa of Uganda. Okay.
2 Chronicles 16:12. Naye bwe yalwala n'atagenda eri Mukama, naye eri abasawo.
Obuzibu.
The problem.
Kabaka Asa wa Uganda.
The King Asa of Uganda.
Bwe yalwala mwaka gwo gwa 30.
Got sick in his 30th year.
Bwadde ne bunyiki.
The sickness got severe.
Katona yali amunonya. Naye yete yagenda eri Katonda.
Seeking for him, but he did go to God.
Nekata achanonya abasawo mu India.
Looks for doctors in India.
Mu Europe.
In Europe.
Mu America.
In America. He still seeks for them.
Aso wa Uganda.
The King Asa of Uganda. What followed on him? When he failed to seek for God. And he moved on to doctors.
Second Chronicles 16:13. Asa neyeba kila wamu neba jajabe. Nafira mu mwaka ogwana mwogumu ogwokufuga kwe.
Mwaka ogwana mwogumu.
In the 41st year.
Kale kambireke
bisigadde. Let me even leave the remaining.
Omwaka ogumbu trevu bwatanonya mukama aja kuweta.
If you doesn't see for God, he will go in that year.
Ya kati ali mugwa kumeka? Asatu mmeka?
Mwisatu.
He
remains how many years?
Mujibadilile. Abange chichi.
What is happening?
Bwatenenye wansa kusiku na sigaza ke miaka
jijo. He remains 7 years on this world. 7-8 years. That's the time he's remained on in this world. But God can add him more.
Hallelujah.
Let's leave that.
It's
a message of the king. The Lord released it 2 days back.
It's
what reached on him is just like this one.
It
doesn't seek him in the remaining years. He has to go on his 41st year in his reign.
Yes, you was when you
so everyone not to be that down. All that we put that aside, I'm by name and voice. I'm Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and a Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We based in this ministry, the new generation.
Who
is the full knowledge of God?
Who
must again reach you the call of the nation Uganda? That God's been promising all other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We're still moving on.
When
we see God is called. On the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie.
Meet us as we still see that. This call God marked it in the Bible. As we first saw, and he marked it in the history. Spoken in all nations of the world, mostly the European explorers, and they based on the scriptures of truth.
The
call on the nation of Uganda, marked in God in prophecy released in AD, and we still move on, get explained. The Astorian vision, in that our second point,
then
Then the second point,
we looked
at the general reason why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Basically, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
has
to be like Prophet Moses,
Elijah.
Yes, praise Jesus much.
And
in the general reason, we are on the sixth point. Which hold 7 points in it,
yet we are
on the sixth reason.
Where
we see the anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the double portion, in the sign of the two lampstands,
we
show the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
God's
final work on the planet Earth. We saw much under that point,
three
steps through which we filled with the Holy Spirit. After we began to sing,
yes,
praise Jesus much, and we see the way,
the way
double portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, they are the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled.
How
work as the word of God is, taking off the seven seals of the Holy Spirit, that in the word of God, to bring you be filled with the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, to reach the double portion, and they are doubled. Even be filled light of knowledge of God's word, and to be filled the knowledge of God and his glory. We saw the summary of that after we straight began to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is.
So
we began to break it down like this.
We want
to first see how the single portion works.
So
still move on to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works as the word of God is in the single portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are right on the fourth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we see the way the Spirit of the Lord is God the word. Is God the Spirit.
It
began with God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
So point
it's the point we are on, we still see
and
see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the Word of God is. We are right on the fourth point. We see the way the Spirit of the Lord is God the Spirit, and the way he began with God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that point we saw many things.
We
had begun to seeing God the Father, how he began with his word,
and
out of them they got the Holy Spirit. That's right where we had begun, where we want to launch on ahead.
See,
God Father take out of himself the word, and the Father and the Word, and out of them they got out the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Going back to the John chapter 1 and the verse 1, let's read we here. John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Kuluberebele waliwo kigambo, kigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the beginning was the word. The word is with God.
Chigambo naba katonda.
And the word, it was God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
we first heard,
in the
beginning was the word.
Chigambo ngali awali katonda.
And the word was with God.
Chigambo ngera katonda.
And the word is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The beginning of God the Father.
Muye mwali muchigambo.
Within him was the word.
Gutumanyinga omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Eranga na ye katonda.
And he too is God.
Wavura,
but the third was in in them. It is the Holy Spirit.
Who
we heard of last time in the First Corinthians, in the chapter 2, in the verses 11. And we told like this. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinda ku Bakolinso ekisooka esuule y'okubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2. Olunyi
luno olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Verses 11.
Tewali ategeera eby'omuntu.
No one knows the things of man.
Kujjako gw'omwoyo gwo gwe kennyini ali mu mubiri ogwo.
The spirit of man within himself.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda.
And that's the things of God.
Tewali abitegeera.
No one understands them.
Kujjako omwoyo wa Katonda ali mu ye.
Except the spirit of God in him.
Bwe twa ku rubereberye.
In the beginning.
Oba Katonda nga.
And God's the beginning and the end.
Beginning
began with his word and his spirit and is within him. In these three,
the
quote for is God himself. They agree in one.
It's
to say the first were in one. He began one. Within him he has the word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has in himself the Holy Spirit. Just reached to put the word to exist and it came from him in the beginning. And then the Holy Spirit. One portion came from the Father. Another came from the word. And it was put to exist.
So the Father
separated of himself the word.
Separated
the portion of spirit within Christ. And another portion remained in the Father.
But
they had get out of themselves. The spirit manifest.
Yes, that
God spirit God the Father
and the
spirit of God the word,
yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
many ask the way God began and they say why the word,
yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ, he too is meant to be God, and they ask why is the Holy Spirit called God. Now those two verses I want to first repeat them. First John verse chapter 1 verse 1. Let's get back, we see. John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus, man.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo.
And the word
ngali awali Katonda wenyene.
With God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
the word too is God.
Because
there they were together.
And
separated the word to manifest. Understood things like that.
When
you explain the word of God, whom we call the Lord Jesus Christ,
it's
not this word we speak from this mouth.
But this
speak of God who was in God the Father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. When we speak of the Holy Spirit,
we
don't speak of the breath of God he breathes.
We
speak of God who was in him, God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
this is why he says that read in 1 Corinthians in the chapter 2 in the verse 11. And we are told, let us read we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tewali ategeera bya muntu.
No one understand human beings affairs. Except the spirit of man within himself.
And
even that, no one understands things of God except the spirit of God within him. It was like this. God began and it wasn't like this is the Father. And it's not like this is the word. It's nothing that this is the spirit. Praise Jesus, man. He began and they are all in him one. As God, one God. That's why we read in the first John. The chapter 5 and the verse 7.
And
you read in the King James Version. The Bible which retained this verse. For most of them, this verse was snatched out.
Which speak
there are three witnesses in heaven. Let's read we hear.
Ebaluwa yokana ekisooka isuli yokutano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 John 5:7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe, kigambo n'omwoyo omutukuvu. Era nga abasatu abo bakkaanya mu omu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu.
For there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe,
the Father,
kigambo,
the Word,
n'omwoyo omutukuvu,
and the Holy Spirit.
Era nga bano bakkaanya mu
omu. These three agree in one.
We
agree in one.
He
began as he was one. And within him is his word. And within him there is his spirit.
He
to manifest them. When he manifested the word,
and
the word went with a portion of the spirit. And the Father retained a portion of the spirit. Now when manifesting the spirit, the word has to break out a portion of the spirit. And the Father got out his portion.
That's
why he called the Spirit of God the Father and the Spirit of God the Word,
whom
we know as the Lord Jesus Christ.
But
all began when
the one
beginning was being called. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Initially it wasn't the Word. God explained the other time that to call him the Word, God to say, come out of me and exist.
Know
well where he looked as he was speaking that.
The
spoken of Christ sit on the right hand of God the Father. The Father looked on the right hand of
the
Father looked on the right say, word exists. And he got from him, he existed. Manifest in immediate.
The
third witness had to also manifest out. It is the Holy Spirit.
One
portion had gone with the Word,
and
the portion remained with the Father of the Holy Spirit, and they got out him.
Why
the called Spirit of God the Father
and
the Spirit of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why they say the three agreed in one. And when we read this, we don't speak of the Trinity of the Catholic,
Trinity
of the Catholic show
that
God with one body like with three heads. Have you ever seen that image?
Image,
you ask them of a Trinity, they bring you an image of God, and it has three faces. What we speak of, that is a beast. Which is like that. Oh, which is like that. That is a beast-like thing, not God.
But
that they are stubborn in this
one.
We want to proclaim to you. You see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the Word of God is. We first got to understand
that
Spirit of the Lord is there to bring light,
which
concerns how God began. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. For he glorifies him.
Although
we move on to understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the light lightens to show us how they began.
If
you want to come to God, believe that he exists.
If
you want to believe, how does he appear? That read in the Hebrews. Hebrews 11:6. And he said like this. Hebrews 11 in the verse 6.
Erewataba kukiriza tekiyinzika kusimibwa. Kubanga jeri Katonda kimugwanira okukiriza nga Katonda wali era nga ye mugabi w'empeera eri abo abamunoonya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Awataba kukiriza.
Without faith,
eriyo kusimibwa eri Katonda.
You cannot be pleased by God.
When the
one who comes to God,
before them
believe that God exists,
it
is a rewarder
of
people who seek Him.
In
explaining us His existence, as we hear today,
he
says He began with His Word, and the Word too is God.
Even
the Spirit within Him, and He too is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Decided
to manifest them.
Kubanga chigambo.
For the words.
Read
in the John
1:1.
Let's get back here.
Yokana esule soka nolu nyiri yoli soka.
John 1:1.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Chigambo naba na.
And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. But this Word, that we explain more of Him, we understand Him as the Son. And He is to explain how did He come from the Father.
Then He
shown how the Spirit who came out to manifest Himself. First in the John
1:14,
it says like this.
Yokana esole soka nolu nyiriri ole 14.
John 1:14.
Chigambo na yambala omubiri nabera ko jetuli ne tulabe ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa nge choyo eyazali bomu ye kachitafe ngajjudde ekisa namazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Chigambo
the Word
yatandika ne katonda
began with God
eranga katonda
and is God
ye yambala omubiri
the one who clothed the flesh
narabisibwa jetuli
and appeared unto us
etumulamu kitiibwa
we saw Him in the glory
echoyo omu eyazalibwa kitafe
the one begotten of the Father
ngajjudde amazima ne ekisa
filled of grace and truth
kale bwowuliranga twogera nti ku katonda chigambo
when you hear that God we speak God the Word
obagwe tumanyi ngo
of whom we know as the Son the Lord Jesus Christ that is how it came about.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Remember, He began with the Father in the beginning. For God is the beginning and is the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What began while in the Father, in Him was also God.
Even
the Holy Spirit in the Father and still is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Father, the Word manifested coming out of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Explaining
the Word explains. According to Proverbs
8.
Starting from verse 22.
He
explained us as He spoke this.
Proverbs 8:22. Olabiri musatu natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda chigambo
the Lord the Word
Katonda chigambo
God the Word
gotumanya obulungi nga mukama wa Yesu
no will as the Lord Jesus Christ
bwe yayise eddoboozi lye munabbi oba mukabaka Solomon
when he passed his voice in the King Solomon according to Proverbs 8
in
the verse 22
yayogera nti mukama yali nange
spoke that God possessed me
ekubolye we yasukira
in the beginning of His way
batandika bonna
they began together
mukama yali nange
God possessed me
ekubolye we yasukira
where His way began
naye namana agamba
but after He said
natekebwawo
I was
emirembe n'emirembe
put in place from generations before the world existed. He first possessed Him within Him.
After
He manifested Him out. Right from generations past. Before the world existed. Most when you read Proverbs. Proverbs 8.
22.
And King Solomon wrote the Proverbs. When
you
shall see the spirit of wisdom. How it works in single portion, and double portion.
Help
us discover voices of God in the Bible. Whether it's the Father speaking, whether it's the Word, or it is the Holy Spirit. But now we in the Proverbs. Proverbs 8, the 22.
You
can hear who speaks here. We get it from where? First understood in John 1:1. The beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the word was God. Explaining John 1:14. The word clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son, called Jesus.
Him
coming to explain us in Proverbs 22, him as the word, the Son.
Agambie.
He has said, God possessed me in the beginning of his way. For is the beginning and he's the end. God was with him where his way began. They were together. Even the Holy Spirit, they were with him. That time Father began. God who began, we saw him one. He manifested his word. He manifested his spirit. But they all were equal to him. Who can dare think that despise you, your body, and
they
think to honor your spirit? Is it possible? Now look and take that as an example. If you despise the words of someone, they get angered. You ask why they're angered. Because they're equal with the person.
And
you despise the words I've spoken. You do it, angers you. For you are equal to those your words.
Someone
speaks, as far as a man speaks and thinks they are like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
I want you move to understand. Generations which have lived under the sun. Because as a nation, Uganda,
half
of all nations in the world,
we are
called with God's final work in the planet Earth. But that work required the double portion
of
anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
There
are the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled to manifest in this work,
to
work in the entire world. This double portion, where we can reveal the secret. We
come
to see the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit making the beginning,
and
makes the end. It comes as the beginning spirit, it comes as the seventh spirit. It shows us this time in our fourth point, in the single portion, how it works in single portion. He as Spirit of the Lord, is called the Spirit,
it
began with God the Father, and God the Word,
you
know, as God the Son,
yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ. But in explaining us, here Jesus himself, the Word of God, the way he began with the Father, and the way he manifested, Proverbs 8:22. Let's get back, repeat, read it. Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange ekubo lye we lyasookera. Okusooka emirimu gye gyedda. Olwabiri mu ssatu. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe. Okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo.
Mukama agamba nti Mukama yali nange.
Say God possessed me. Where is where begun?
Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe.
I was set in place in generations.
Okuva ku lubereberye.
Right from the beginning.
Ensi neku tebinnaba kubaawo.
Before the heavens and the earth existed. For we created at this time,
we read
the Genesis 1, the verse 1 we say, in the beginning,
no,
we read this, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
So if we say, in the
beginning before heavens and earth had existed, he the word, they began with the Father, and he manifested, he was put in place.
He
did remain the mouth of God as others think. What remained in the mouth of God are the words. He who came out of him is called the word.
It's
the one who spoke first that you exist. As we've heard him say, he
has the part,
say, I was set in place. The Father tells the word, come out of me and exist.
Initially,
he was God. I wonder he spoke with
you.
He would not speak. He would think his things himself. And his word he speaks to them. They chat within him. And his spirit in him.
Now,
this doesn't make meaning. Come out of me, exist.
There's
another chat beside and decide. Another within them.
Now if I'm
say, you two come out of us and manifest it. They go to the Spirit. And he too manifested.
And
the justice happened. They began to reason with each other.
That's where
that by the witness of three, matter should be established.
It
came from right themselves. Whatever followed, reason were established. Because the witness of three was available and they all agreed in one. No one contends with another. And contentions will never happen. For they came from one. They cannot contend with each other. Praise Jesus
much.
Now in our brethren, briefly move on to the Proverbs 8:23. He moved on to speak and said this. Proverbs 8:24. Have you heard how he explains?
Yet
explain him when he's birthed on the world. He said the Father got him from himself before the depth was there. You know where the depth is? Genesis 1:1-2. That depth, before it happened,
he
was above the heavens.
He said,
before the depth was there, I was born. Coming from the Father to manifest.
We read the
death in Genesis 1, in the verse 1 and 2.
Then they show
even the Spirit was there.
Get
back reading the Genesis.
Genesis 1:1. Oluberebere Katonda yatonda zi heavens nensi olinyolwo kubiri ensi yali njerere nga yetabudde tabudde nechizikiza kyali kongulu kubuziba omoyo gwa Katonda negumamira kongulu kumazi.
Have
you heard what happened?
Okusinda kuongera munana abiri musa.
According to Proverbs 8:23.
Chigamba abadde atunyonyola.
The word explained us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Explain saying, before the depth was there, the depth of water, he was brought forth. He manifested from the Father.
Explain
the depth.
Spoken
is in the Genesis 1:1-2.
It says,
God created heavens and the earth.
The
earth was empty and mixed up. The Spirit of the Lord
hovered
on the top of the depth. Before the depth was there, the word was there.
And
the Spirit was there.
He
is the one who hovered on the depth, which manifested. He too was there. And he had manifested already. People get confused over words like this. But as a nation called, lead God's final work on the planet Earth.
First,
send us the light of the full knowledge, the full knowledge of God and His glory. This is the knowledge we are into now.
How
God begin and where? It is the beginning and it is the end.
This
is called God the Word and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When did he begin? We hear even the Spirit. How and when did it happen?
Today
we get all answers in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Most people say that gospel is for mature people, those mature in the Spirit.
But
don't eat food for mature people, you cannot mature. You have to eat food for mature people that you mature.
And
he shouldn't threaten you.
The
people matured in spirit.
Ask them,
when will I mature when I've not eaten maturity and food of maturity?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
say hand raised.
Yes, he was of Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
He was a Katonda Twigiriso Kugasa.
Volume.
He was a Mukama Twigiriso Kugasa.
We thank God teaching us to profit.
What we want to do, we will be in Jagalo Kongero Funa Kumusana. What we want to do, we will be in Jagalo Kongero Funa Kumusana.
There are two scriptures I want to get light about.
Wano Muyobu Esula Eabidi Momuka.
In the Job 26.
Olunyidi Orekuminesa.
In the verse 13.
Wamune Yokana Tano.
In the John 5.
Olunyidi Olabidi Momuka.
In the verse 26.
So God Sumer Yobu.
Let's read Job.
Yobu Esula Eabidi Momukaga. Nolunyidi Orekuminesa.
Job 26, verse 13.
Egulurio Njewa Oruomo Yogwe. Omokono Gwe, Gwafumito Msoto Guru Kuka. Mm-hmm.
And the verse 14.
Laba, ganogema baligo ka agama kuboge. Na kagombeke tumuulirako ngakatono.
Katini nyo.
They have heard of him and on what concerns him.
Gubado ulirachi. Echibuzo chose mo chibade chibuzo chie.
Where have we read? Verse what? 19.
19. It's not that.
Ku topic yenu je tuli mukusoma.
On the topic we are studying,
tulabanga omoyo mtukufu
Katonda. The Holy Spirit is God.
Iranga mukama.
And is God.
Wabula mu Bible yo Luganda techivudde yo
bulungi. Luganda has not brought it clear.
Kubanga wanu mu Bible yange yo luzungu.
For English speaks
by his spirit he adorned the heavens. Kubomoyo we ya designinga eguru. So nsaba kuongerako kumusana kuchigambe ekyo.
Kibuzo chechiri yao.
What is the question there now?
Chengeza ko okwagala kubuza nti omoyo yatimba ati eguru.
What I try to ask, how did the spirit adorn the heaven?
The double portion
will explain that.
You've gone
in things of double portion now. After we finish the 50th point,
show
where they were when they began.
That's
why the next verse he
has
said, in the single portion, what you hear of him is the small thing. Not yet heard well. We've so far had a little. Second question, where?
Yokana esula eyokutano. Olunyidiri olwabiri momukaga.
John 5 verse 26.
But wongereko kumosana. Oguli mucha wandiki
bwechi. We need more light on that scripture.
Tumecha andiki boto buze.
Yokana esuli yokutano nolu nyiriri olwabiri momukaga.
John chapter 5 verse 26.
Kuba ngachitange bwali nobulamu muye. Bwatu weyawo omwana okuba nobulamu muye. Olwabiri momusanvu.
27.
Era yamuwa obuyinza okusala omusango. Kubanga ye mwana w'omuntu.
Nkibuze.
Now what's the question?
Kikwatagana n'engero 8:22.
Does it connect with Proverbs 8:22?
Nabiri Musa twagambira nti yateekebwawo emirembe n'emirembe.
And 23 where he put, say he was put from eternity.
Oli kyali nono kyali.
What the other is this one too is that.
Tonda baba kitafa agabo bulamu no mwana bwali
bwali. Left the son to.
Era no moyo bwali bwali.
Even the spirit is like that.
Kubanga agamba.
For he say,
omoyo gwe guleta obulamu.
Spirit is what brings life.
Ibigambo bimbagamba gwe
moyo. What I said to you, their spirit and their life.
Bonna weba kugambi bakanya mu.
All they say they agree. Uliyo
mucha akora akisobola.
What they can do, all of them can do it.
Mukama yebazibe.
Praise the Lord.
Amanya ne dobozi musumba mchibi.
I'm named Pastor Muchibi.
Nina engeri jemfunye mwensonge.
This is the way of God in this issue.
Oboli yawe yinzo okutuyamba okutegera.
Maybe it can help us to understand.
Oba bayinzo tugaziza.
Or it can be broadened.
Betuba denga tunyonyola engeri kitaffe je yatandika.
When we explain how the Father began,
Na
and he manifested his word. One portion of the spirit was in the word. Another remained in the Father. And they manifested the Holy Spirit.
It's
bringing of their portion. And stood on the level of family. And I understood it like this. That the man represents the Father. Man doesn't give physical birth.
Iranga omukazi.
And the woman
going to tenga chigambo.
Have taken as the word.
Nga alikule alimunda muye.
It's within him.
Na mulabisa.
And he manifests
ichitundu.
The portion.
Ichimu.
One of it.
Ichomwana gubagendo kuza.
The child there to be God.
Going to tengo moyo mutuku.
Have taken as the Holy Spirit.
Ichibera mukazi.
Is in the woman.
Ichitundu ichisigala musaji.
Another in the man.
Irani balabisa omwana.
And they manifest this child.
Going to tengo moyo mutuku.
Whom have taken as the Holy Spirit. Whom have taken us the Holy Spirit to be sent.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
You have
said you've just had a little on this.
It's
enough. We shall go raise levels of that.
But
as you understood that, the man to give birth manifests the egg, a portion of the child. One is in the man.
Another
portion of the child is in the woman. Now they first join it up and they manifest the child. When the word was coming from the Father, the Father retained the portion of the Holy Spirit in him.
Even
the word moved, remaining the portion of the Spirit in him. Now to say let the Spirit to exist, one portion came from the word, another came from the Father. And they manifested the Spirit.
Amen.
Most people, what they ask, they say, why is it that they send the Holy Spirit to create? Why does he accept to be sent? Those we move to them in the next point. They gave each other responsibility.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After the broad program of creation of heaven and earth,
he
gave each other responsibility that you be the Father of all creations. All families will get names from you. The word all creation making heaven and earth to come from him.
You could
be their mother in that way that they come from him. And the Holy Spirit says, me, I will be the one to lead them, to teach them and instruct them as the auntie.
And
when you send me to them, I will go.
So
if they say they send the Spirit to create, they say God created heaven and earth,
and who
is God, the Holy Spirit himself.
If
he was sent to create heaven and earth, then it's God who created heaven and earth. We shall see each had a role to play. Father had to bring plan to create heaven and earth.
Christ
to design it
and the
Holy Spirit to be sent to implement it.
Now,
those are what we shall look to.
It
cannot be revealed initially to nations.
You
know, where we began is a bit higher.
We began
the seventh here from the is the first and the last. The one of wisdom seek for voices. Those in wisdom are a bit easy. In the spirit of understanding and of counsel and of power and of knowledge of God and the spirit of fear of God. Seemeth simple than this the first and the last in the spirit of the Lord.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus much.
So
now we have to analyze them. We showed you in the ending on the last time that the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, when you open it, there is even silence. Like half an hour, and they don't show you what's happened.
And
time you open it,
it
explain to you what we are telling you today.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. That which never been revealed to nations. Ask people, how did God begin?
And
hear even His word. And the Spirit.
How
they say, this is the altar of the unknown God. Told God promised
the Isaiah
19:19-20 that in Africa,
it
was known as Egypt, there will be an altar of knowing Him.
And
Africans will know God, and He too will know them.
It
will be that sign and the pillar in the witness of the knowledge of God,
to
spread the entire world that knowledge,
to
be able to destroy the other altar of the unknown God. People
watch
God believe He created heaven and earth.
But
don't understand it well. We hear that without the word, nothing was created. The word did what? How did He create? In the troubled
earth,
here He sent the Spirit.
On the word
and the Spirit, who did He send to create heaven and earth? And there we get confused.
When we
know how they began,
when creation,
it would have been eased. The one sent us the word,
he did this
and he was independently there. Even now he's there. Even the Spirit we know is there.
When
he went to do this and that,
remained
governing works was told him. Before they told it to you, and no,
you had
to remain worshipping God, but not knowing Him. Now
we
move on to know Him, and the praise will be beyond. Even the worship will be beyond. As we get back to Proverbs, Proverbs 8, verse 24,
still
move on here of the word of God.
Oh
God, the word.
Oh
God, the Son.
The
Lord Jesus Christ.
Explains
us how they began with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 8:24.
Gati wanabawo buziba nazalibwa ensulu ezijjudde amazzi ngate zinabawo olwabiri mwetaano ensozi ngate zinaba kusibwawo nasooka obusozi okuzaalibwa olwabiri mu omukaaga ye nga tannatonda nsi newankubadde ennimiro newankubadde enfuufu y'ensi yasooka olunya olwabiri mu omusanvu bwe yanyweza eggulu nze naliyo.
Now listen very well. As they put in place the heaven in the Genesis 1, in the verse 6 and 7, in the 8, and they say water be separated, there be firmament, and it was separated, and the firmament called the heaven, the word, the Lord Jesus Christ, He was there.
And
right there they see things working. Believing Jesus as Lord, say what going far,
is
I tell you, don't believe Him yet. You are in problems. You believe Him and you play on Him, like you of religions, that Mary, mother of God, you are blessed among all women, even Jesus, the son of your womb, son of your womb, is also blessed. You are familiar. He too is blessed. You familiarize God, is
said,
if you bring him after. Now look the others. Our brethren, the Muslims. That is a mere prophet. You will fall on a problem. Because you are on the Lord himself. You familiarize him. When the God you speak of him and understand him well.
You speak on God,
you know nothing of him.
The
change for hearing this word. Let me tell you, religions are in the world. The God they speak of, they don't know him. They don't know how he began.
When
they hear the word, they know nothing of him. When they hear the Holy Spirit, when you go to the Muslims, what concerns the Holy Spirit, they know nothing of him. And there he is not there. And you ask.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So ngabwenkugambi.
Now, as I've told you of,
amadini manje gogera katona nitikana chigamanyi.
Religion speak of God, they know nothing about him.
Akati naye murokole.
You to born again.
Butuka ngokiriza Yesu.
Which you believe Jesus. Is it not that?
Kubera mukama.
To be the Lord.
Nenga nayo tumanchi koma wa.
You don't know where it ends.
Naye kati njagala ogende wa.
I want you to go in the depth.
Obuziba bwokumanya katona.
Of the knowledge of God.
Utegire nti Yesu okumukiriza nti mukama.
Jesus to believe in the Lord.
Utegeza mukama katonda.
Mean Lord God. Who began straight with the Father. Enter spirit of the Lord. Jesus, why do you praise him and
sing
and you worship him?
Even
the Holy Spirit, the other is just the Spirit he sends it. Why do you worship and praise it? Why do you worship? Why do you speak, you don't understand it.
Now you feel
jealousy of Satan. Because
you
say Jesus is God.
No,
and the Spirit is God. And the Father is God.
You
want their seats.
As Satan began
wanting to sit in the seat of God.
Why,
and if he's God, what's wrong about that?
When you fight his throne,
you never sit on it.
When
they began, before I moved in Proverbs,
in the Psalms,
and in the Hebrews they quote, and they say, the Father himself said, this we call the Son, your throne of God. When it began,
you told him,
I've not just put you go away. I tell you, your throne of God is for everlasting.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Let's read in the Hebrews, we say,
Abebulaniya esule esoka n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Hebrews 1 the verse 5.
Kubanga ani kuba malaika gwe yali awulidde konti g'oli mwana wange leero nkuzadde gwe era nate nti nze nabeeranga kitaawe gyali naye anaabeeranga mwana gyendi. Olunyo lw'omukaaga era nate bwali tomubereberye ku nsi ayogera nti era bamalayika ba Katonda bonna bamusinzenga. Olw'omusanvu Era yogera kuba malaika anti afula ba malaika be empewo naba weleza be ennimi ez'omuliro olinyo olwo munana naye ku mwana ayogera anti
naye ku mwana
olwo munana we twagala tunuulire the first 8 we want to hear it well.
One yafuka omwana gwe tumanyi
ti chigambo. This became the son, the one known as the word.
Kubanga muyokane mukumina nja.
John 1:14.
Atuga nchigambo naye abalo omubi.
The word clothed the flesh.
Etumula bango omwana.
So him as the son.
Yazali bwo mu chigambo.
Begotten of the father.
Ngajuda mazima ne.
Filled of grace and truth.
Mwebulani Yesu leso konyolo munana agamba.
Hebrews 1:8 he says.
Atusome tulile.
Let us read we here.
Abebulania esule esoka nalo nyirili olwo munana.
Hebrews 1:8.
Naye ku mwana ayogera anti entebe yo ayi Katonda ya lubelera emirembe n'emirembe no mugogo gw'obugolokofu gwe mugogo obwakabaka bwo
olide bwe yamugamba nga abeerawo
how we told him as he existed
bwaga kigambo rabishibwa
he said what exists
narabishibwa
and he manifested he was from the father
yamugamba nga abeerawo
told him as he existed
beerawo
be there
era entebe yo ayi Katonda
your throne o God
ya lubelera
is for everlasting
emirembe n'emirembe
forever and ever.
The father
himself speaks to the word.
Whom
we know as the son. Your throne, O God.
Is
forever. John 1:1 to come to pass. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word is God.
And
you still out there. Confused over Jesus. Jesus becoming a son.
He just
clothed flesh appeared in that glory. The father as they began, he manifests from him. He told him, your throne, O God, is forever. It is where he says, God stands in the congregation of the gods. God stands in the gathering of the gods.
Zaburi meka chinana mbili. Aha.
Zaburi esuri ya chinana mbili nolo nyiri yolisoka.
Psalms 82:1.
Katonda ayimi lida mchivina cha katonda. Asale misango java katonda.
Ouri dakola atia.
What does he do?
Katonda.
God.
Na imi ya mchivina cha.
Stands in the
cha katonda.
Congregation of gods.
Asale misango java katonda.
Judges the gods. Listen now.
Katonda chigambo.
God is the word.
Avana yimina mchibina cha abana ba katonda chitafu.
Congregation of children of God the Father.
Nibanga katonda huyu ayimiride.
God stands in the congregation
echa abantu ba katonda.
Of the children and the people of God.
Ngawadiwo katonda chitafu.
And there is God the Father.
Babawo katonda omulala ayimiride.
Another God standing there.
Ari chitabule nsino.
That troubles this world.
Katonda bali basatu.
The gods are free. That two three came from one. And you cannot say there are three or four or two. He is God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. They are three now. They agree in one.
Now
we take them as three, yet they agree in one. And that one divided himself in three. Each is independent. In their working and understanding. Praise Jesus much.
Now
we don't worship God's many
persons,
but we worship the one God.
Out
of him came God with the word and God with the spirit. And he has no jealousy. Finds you praising the word. Finds you praising his Holy Spirit.
There's
no jealousy.
He
says, I am the same your own. You want to contend over that word?
In
the John 17 says, you glorify your son.
He
glorified you on the world.
He
has no jealousy involved. That the Father is angered. Finding on Jesus praising him.
Simanyi.
I don't know. Someone praises your forehead. You, the spirit in yourself, you angered over that.
No guns, don't spoken of my face,
how it looks nice, I'm angered.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
And so we don't again, must not take
move on and understand those words.
But we
get back to Proverbs 8.
Ngero esule yomunana noru nyiriri olabiri mwomusa.
Proverbs 8:27.
Boya nyweze guru nze naliyo. Boya kurunga amaso agobuziba. Olu nyiriri olabiri mwomunana. Boya nyweze guru wa guru. Insule eze nyanja bwezafuka ezamanyi. Olabiri mwomwenda. Boya we nyanja insalo yayo. Amazi galemengo kusuka echira giroche. Boya lambe misinji jensi. Olu nyo lwa satu. Kale nze nga ndi awo jali ngomu koza. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga.
Agamba nti mbaga bana mission.
Said they shared roles.
Binobyo nanga biba okutona kwe
gulu nesi. All this happened creation of heaven and earth.
Yechigamba agamba.
The word says.
Yali awo ngomu koza.
He was there as a master workman.
Omukuru mukudonda.
The master workman.
Omukuru mukudesigninge gulu nesi.
The chief architecture designing heavens and earth.
Era kibatu nyonyola ko mu Yokane suri suka.
Explained the John 1. The verse 1 to 3. It's what he has spoken here. And the verse 30. In the Proverbs 8:30. He was there as the master workman. All day the father delighted in him. He said the word.
You put
my plan, I've seen it. You designed it. We've never gotten
angry
with the other of his colleagues there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, when you
read in the John
1:1,
they say this.
Yokana esule soka, nolu nyiri yoli soka.
John 1:1.
Kuluberebele wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda. Olinyo lwo kubiri. Oyo yali wo kuluberebele awali katonda. Olunyiri olwokusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era awatali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Oyo kigambo kennyini.
He the word himself.
Yali wawali katonda.
He was where we God was.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku
bwoyo. All things were made by him.
Byatondebwa ku bwoyo.
They were created by him.
Era awatali
ye. Without him.
Tewali kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Nothing was created.
Ekyo kyatunyonyodde mu ngero 8.
Explained in Proverbs 8.
Onyolwasa.
And the verse 30. Let's get back we here.
Ngero esule yomunana nolunyiriri olwasatu.
Proverbs 8 verse 30.
Kale nze nga ndi awujali ngomukoza. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga. Nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Olwasatu mu olumu. Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeere kamu. N'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu. Asatu mu bbiri. Kale nno baana bange. Mumpulirenga. Kubanga balina omukisa abakwata amakubo gange. Asatu mu ssatu. Muwulirenga okuyigirizibwa mubenga n'amagezi.
Era mungirange kyetuliko
mukama waffe Yesu. We are on to now our Lord Jesus.
Tuli mu kuyigirizibwa.
We are being instructed.
Mubeere n'amagezi.
And we have wisdom.
Era tugeyongedde tweyanza tweyanze.
Gain it more, we thank you much.
Tuwongedde okumanya.
We've moved on knowledge.
Engeri gye watandikamu.
How you began.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ne kitaffe.
And the Father.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amagezi gatweyongedde agali mu kigambo.
Wisdom is increased us in the word.
Era tukulukuta amafuta kankano.
Flow anointing now.
Agokukunyonyola wakati mu nsi.
Explaining with the midst of the world.
Era naffe tusaba ogaganyika kulukute.
Pray enable it flow.
Tuleme okubuzaabuzibwa mu kigambo kyonna.
Don't get confused over any word.
Otubeera tunnyonnyola ensi eno.
Explain this world.
Engeri gye watandikamu.
The way you began.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Kama afe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Otandika ne kitaffe.
Began with the Father.
Era n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Iyo nayo sali.
That too is a prayer.
Ayo nayo isewo.
It's passed through.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ayongera n'agamba ekimu ku bitunyonyola nti yeewuuyo ayogera.
One of what explains is the one who speaks.
Ngere esule neyo
munana. In the Proverbs 8.
Ayongera n'agamba bwati.
Moves on to speak and say this.
Ngere esule yo munana n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu ssatu.
Proverbs 8 verse 33.
Muwulirenga okuyigirizibwa mubenga n'amagezi. So temugagaananga. asatu munya alina omukisa omuntu wampulira ngatunulira bulijjoko ngatunulira bulijjo ku nzigi zange ngalinda awali emifuba eto genzigi zange olasa tumwetaano kubanga buli alaba nze alaba bulamu era alifuna okuganja eri Mukama
buli alaba ye
whoever finds and sees him they see life.
Ani ayogera bwati?
Who spoke like that?
Muyokana 10
na nyamuka. In John 14:6
buli alaba ye
whoever finds him he see life.
Era alifuna okuganja
you gain favor
eri kitafu
unto the Father.
John 14:6
and says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except they pass in me. That's why he says it in the Proverbs 8:35. Whoever sees me, they see life and gain favor with the Father. Spoke in the next verse. All those who hate me, they love death.
Now,
Proverbs 8 that you see, right 22 to downwards, the word the Lord Jesus Christ
was explaining
straight how we began with the Father. When he passed his voice through the mouth of King Solomon, praise Jesus.
So,
now, right from the beginning, he as the Word of God, flesh, we saw him as the Son.
They
were straight the same with the Father. When he was in the world winding up his works,
he
spoke in the John 17, in the verse 4 and 5, and he spoke like this.
Yokana esule ye 10 omusanvu no lunyiriri olwokuna.
John 17 from verse 4.
Zen kugulumiziza kunsi kubanga omulimu gwe wampa okukola ngukomekereza. Olwokutaano ayi kitange ne kaakano ngulumiza gwe wamu naawe mu kitiibwa kiri kye nnali nakyo awamu naawe. Gesite nabao.
Yamugama nga akomekereza emirimu gy'okubeera omwana kunsi.
After winding up the work of being the Son of the world.
Namugama nti
I've glorified you on the world.
And
up to now, me,
after
snap works you give me on the world,
restore
me to the glory I was with you before the world existed. The glory of the Father and the world, it doesn't differ. Differed a little when he came on the world.
And
flesh came on the level of men.
Bible
says in the Philippians 2,
even
though he was equal to God, he didn't speak it as he was on the world.
One,
understand him in the rightful level
as
our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. He who began as the Word
went
back to his glory as the Word and is God. Praise Jesus much. Now as we summarize,
in
Philippians 2 it tells us this. Philippians 2 from verse 5.
Mwe muberenga mukulowoza kuli era okwali mu Kristo Yesu. Olinyolo mukaga. Oyo byasoko okubeera mu kifaananyi kya Katonda. Teyalowoza kintu ekyegombebwa okwenkanankana ne Katonda.
Byasoko okubeera.
When he was first.
Mu kifaananyi kinyine ekyobwa
Katonda. The right image of God.
Teyalowoza.
Not think of it when he came on this world. Let's repeat this verse. Philippians 2 verse 6.
Oyo bwe yasooka okubeera mu kifaananyi kya Katonda. Teyalowooza kintu ekyegombebwa okwenkanankana ne Katonda.
Newankubadde yasooka okubeera mu kifaananyi.
He was first in that image.
Bwe yali azze ku nsi.
As he came on the world.
Teyakirowooza nti.
Not think of it.
Abeerenga Katonda kitaffe.
Be like God the Father.
He
started be on the level of men and people. Listen very well. Philippians
2:7.
Have you heard well? He took off himself the glory. The glory of being God. And appeared in the form of a servant, in the likeness of men. That Jesus we saw on this world.
He
speaks in 2 Corinthians 5.
That
though we knew Christ in the body, right now we no more regard him like that. The level of being in the body,
right
now, shifted now is back in the level of being God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Some you never regard.
Now, in all brethren, don't you think of the Lord Jesus?
Don't
you think he's not God? When we speak of God,
speak
of God the Father, of God the Word, of our Lord Jesus Christ,
is
God beyond your thought how it thinks of it?
When you think
he became God for saving you. But he was God from the beginning and is God. When he finishes his works on the world
of
being as a servant,
in
reaching to die for us, went back to the glory of God. Doesn't stop us calling him God the Word. For most of you,
when you
hear the way we greet in the new generation
with the full knowledge of
with the full knowledge of
international
God,
ministry.
National ministries.
But to present praise
him the Word of the Son. Others get angered. They say, what? Word of the Son? We understand what
he said.
The Word closed flesh to become the Son.
For
the word it did as a work.
Thank
you for the word it did as the Son of dying for us. When was the world he said, believe me for the works I do.
He
said, which works? Yet he created the heavens and the earth. He believes him for miracles he does.
Yet,
already he did many works.
Let's
move on in the Philippians we hear. Philippians 2 verse 8.
Era bwe yalabikira mu mutindo ogw'obuntu ne yeetowaza nga muwulize okutuusa okufa era okufa okwo okumusaalaba olinnya olw'omwenda era Katonda kye yava amugulumiza ennyo n'amuwa erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna olinnya olw'ekkumi buli vivi lifukamirirenga erinnya lya Yesu ery'ebyomu ggulu n'ebyoku nsi n'ebya wansi w'ensi kumi na lumu era buli lulimi lwatulenga nga Yesu Kristo ye Mukama waffe.
Don't want
to confess is the Lord God?
Zikushanze.
Woe unto you.
It
will finish like this now.
See?
And he's the one you have met there. I don't want to contend with you people in the world. From old you made contentions with God. And you contended with him for lacking knowledge.
And
there are controversies as we had in the Hosea 4.
It's
nothing else except controversies
in
the shedding of blood and knowledge of God on the world. If you contend,
God
didn't begin with his word, the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit,
and
when you are there with them on judgment even. Now you know they began with who? You know God explains to you. You two contend as if you contend with the priest. The Spirit of God revealed this, not me. You think, where did I get them?
Are
among children of God birthed with understanding? Why you sewed in your clothing if you understood what was it? And to poo-poo in your clothing. God came giving wisdom.
When you gave wisdom
in that head, you base on that to contend with him. You're going to get old if you get the chance. You urinate and poo-poo in your clothing again, you will crawl on the floor.
If you
dare get even that chance,
you
will prove
you're
doing nothing by your own strength.
Brains
have to contend and not like that. He gave it to you.
If
you birth understanding,
why did you renounce
your problems and you
defeated no the devil? You drop on
us carrying you.
God birthed
you with your mind and your understanding. Explained you things beyond and you contend with him. Did you understand before?
Everywhere
they put you
eat.
If they had put poo for you there, you would eat it.
Era wandi kuze gwolya ngoroza
yemmere. Eating it, thinking it's food.
Arundi yakuyigirizo kwa
ulemere ko poo. To separate food from the poo.
Gwoya garo kuwakana naye.
Want to contend with him.
Your
parents, as they told you to walk, they
did not
know when we will be walking.
God,
the one who commanded you, stand up.
As
they were there, they saw you raise up yourself.
Otandika.
You're beginning to move steps.
And
they say, lift the feet and we see.
And they
are rejoicing, the child is moving.
Now
you move quick.
I will move.
I will contend with God. You're moving like that. After we do that, nothing empty. Head.
That in the head,
no wisdom. Don't contend with that.
Spoke
when you struggle to speak.
How
parents organized your tongue
to speak
words coming clear.
Did they
teach you to order the words?
You
began struggling in speaking.
The God said,
it moves like this. He taught you little by little.
Now you learn
to speak.
You
want to speak what contends with God. You're not poor, but your spirit is the one which is poor.
Your spirit is
poor, it lacked knowledge.
When that man spoke, you're not
poor, your head is what is poor.
I told you,
you're not poor, but your spirit is
poor. Contend
what which you understand.
God
is what explains you out there acting big-headed.
It
didn't begin like that.
Okay,
explain us how they began.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
we shall come back tomorrow.
We
begin on the scripture.
It's
in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3.
In the verse
17.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
2 Corinthians 3 from verse 17.
Naye Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo. Era waba omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe we waba eddembe. Olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Oba obiwulidde bulungi.
If you've heard it well.
Mukama waffe kennyini.
Our Lord himself.
Gwe mwoyo oli gwe tuyita omwoyo
omutukuvu. Is the spirit we call the Holy Spirit.
Understood
this, the Lord God the Father
and
Lord God the Word, they came out of themselves, this one, the Spirit. Our Lord is the Spirit.
Where the
Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. The Father is the Spirit, and the Word is the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit.
How will you
appreciate them? Telling if you blaspheme my spirit, I will not forgive you.
You
will be on himself as you familiarize him. Why say in the John, God is the Spirit?
Oh, no,
this you didn't call God. He too is God. They began together. We shall see all that. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.